Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Pei Tes, Nusach Bracha Revi'is, V'dineha. The language of the fourth bracha of benching and its halachas. Seif Aleph. Bracha Revi'is. In the fourth bracha of Birchas Hamazon, Lo Yomar Tisparach. We don't use the word Tisparach. V'lo Yomar Bo Hachai. And we don't include the word Hachai as an adjective with Ribbono Shel Olam. Ki beveis ha'avel. These are terms that we will use in a shiva house. Ha'omer bo, we will say in the fourth bracha, Shlosh ha'malchios, three times melech. Baruch ata Hashem, Elokeinu melech olam, Hakel avinu malkeinu, ha'melech ha'tov, Ushlosha Hatovos is also three times Toiv, Hu Heitiv Lanu, Hu Meitiv Lanu, Hu Yeitiv Lanu, Ushlosha Gemulos, and three mentions of giving us things, Hu Gemalonu, Hu Gemalenu, Hu Yigmalenu. Let's see Mishnah Berurah Sifkan, Aleph Lo Yomar Tisparach. We don't insert Tisparach in the fourth bracha, Shekvar Omar, we already said Bracha Tasha. Sifkan Beis, we don't say Hachai. In Psalm Sidurim was written, Hamelech, Hachai, Hatoy, V'chulu. We don't say that. Sifkan Gimel, Ki im Bevesa Oval, except in the case of a Shiva house. Ukid Kamei B'Sif Beis, we'll see that in Sif Beis. Sifkan Dal, Shlosha, Malchios, V'chulu. We do say three Malchus. V'tam Kozehu, the reason behind all this. Debirchas Hatoy, V'hameitiv, Eino Min HaTorah. The fourth bracha of benching is not midiraiso. El shachachamim tiknuha. This is a takonis chachamim al haruki beitar shenitnu lekvura. When the dead of beitar, the murdered of beitar, were allowed to be buried. For amru, they said, hatoiv shlo hisrichu. To be banished is good and didn't allow the bodies to decay. For hametiv shenitnu lekvura, that they were allowed to be buried. So that's the origin of the bracha HaTov HaMeitiv. Baruch HaShulchan explains the note brings on the side to show that even when the Ibn Shalom Kavayochel is upset and angry and dischorben, the Ibn Shalom doesn't forsake us, the Ibn Shalom still does miracles for us and kept these bodies from decaying and intact for burial. Ukivu or the Birchas HaMazon. Now why did the Chacham put this bracha into benching? Bevnei Shekula Hodo V'Shevach Al HaTov V'Shehitiv Imanu. Because the theme of Birchas Hamazon entirely is thanks and praise for the goodness Rebbe Hashem does for us. This is also from the good. They put it next to the bracha of Bnei Yerushalayim. Because with the destruction of Beitar, any strength of Klai Yisrael was cut down. That was the end of any strength or power in Klai Yisrael. Ve'ena asida lachzor, it will not return in the future, ad she'el ben dov, until Mashiach comes. U'ebnei shekvar siyimu brachos shehem in the Torah. And since we've concluded the Torah's requirement of brachos, v'zohi midrabonon, this brachos from the Chachamim, lo mikri zu brachos shismucha lechavita. We don't consider the bracha of a tova meitiv as a bracha that's adjacent to a neighbor. That's why it has to start. But now, why don't we end the Baruch? Shouldn't we end Baruch Ata Hashem at the end? It's a long bracha. Most long brachas, like Kiddush, we end with a Baruch Ata Hashem, a Chasimah. The reason we don't do that, the initial Takanat Chachamim was actually a short bracha. So his gibor ella hatoiv ha'meitiv l'kol. It was very simple. Baruchat Hashem l'kein machalom hatoiv ha'meitiv l'kol. Va'achar kach hosifu bo yesodron. Then more was added, and it got longer and longer. So mameila, it ended up being a long bracha. But by that point, no one was going to add a Baruchat Hashem to the end. V'tiknu ba shalosh malchios. The Chacham instituted to mention malchus three times. There was already a takana to mention Malchus Beis David in Rachim. V'kivin shemaskirin malchus beis David. Since you mentioned malchus beis David, hayeroui lahasker gam malchus shemayim. It's only appropriate to mention malchus shemayim, but you can't do that in rachim. El mei she'ein zeder kover lahasker b'samach mamish malchus d'shmal malchus b'asav adam. It's not derech eretz. It's not honor to Hashem to put the malchus of Hashem together adjacent to the malchus of flesh and blood. Therefore, the Chum said we can make up for the missing malchus of Rachem and put it in Atova Meitiv, and there we'll mention malchus Shemayim. The Agav Shetiknu Lahaskev Malchus Kneberes Rachem. So once we're mentioning malchus corresponding to the malchus of Rachem, Tiknu Lahaskev Oid Pam Malchus Kneberes Aretz. So he said, we'll do another malchus because of no delicha. Shlo husku gamba malchus. There's no mention of malchus there either. V'yafo pishami ikridin ein sorach malchus. It doesn't need malchus. She smuchu lebirch zazon. It's all connected to the first bracha mentioning. Uba nizku malchus. There is malchus there. But they wanted to mention a malchus anyway. So we're doing malchus for atoiv, malchus for rachim, malchus for no delicha. That's three malchus. Once we're saying three malchus, then we'll do hatov three times. Since that's the real reason of the whole bracha, is because of the goodness. Since we're doing three hatovos, it's a bracha of thanks, as we wrote before. Then we'll put in three tagmulos also. Ad kan l'shon halavush, that's the language of the lavush. Sifkan hei, hamelech hatoiv. Ein loymar, we don't say kel shebechol yom v'chulu. The mash, but that would imply, chas v'sholom, sheyesh shtei reshuyos, that there are two gods. For oso kel shebechol yom anamavarchim, and we're giving the bracha to the kel of every day. Ela yoymar, kel b'chol yom v'chul, without the shin. V'yoyse nochon, even better, shalom akal milas kel, not to say kel at all. Shaykvar amar kel avinu. So we don't. We say shabachol yom imanu. Pevirchas amazon bal habayis mesayim v'nomar amen. In benching, the bal habayis says a brocha in the harachamans. In the harachamans. When he goes through everyone in the harachamon, the family, what? And then you say v'nomar amen. She'enoch aligzer omer. He can't say v'imru amen like a tzivui, a demand. Ma she'en kem birchas oisah shomav, as opposed to when you get to oisah shomav b'mamav, shu shevach shal kodesh baruch hu. There, it's not a bracha to the people at the table. That's a praise for kodesh baruch hu. V'kol yisol mitzuvin. Everyone is obligated in honoring Hashem. There, omer, he should say v'imru amen. So, when it comes to the harachamon of Baal HaBayis and the family and the kids, so we say, v'noimar, let us say amen. I can't insist you say amen. V'noimar amen. But by Oseh Shalom B'imomov, I could say v'imru amen. Now you should say amen, because that's for Kavod Hashem. Acher harachamon, after the harachamons, yishla'anos amen. It is appropriate to answer amen. V'kein acher kol tchinu u'bakosha, this is true, after every request and beseeching Hashem, even though we don't use Hashem's name. Yoimar, he should say, V'nisa brocha me'es Hashem. Kalashna Pasik, like the language of the Pasik, Yisa brocha me'es Hashem. Nohagin loyme b'Shabbos v'yantav v'shchoydish migdol. On Shabbos v'yantav v'shchoydish we say migdol, u'b'chol on weekday we say magdil. The note points out, that in Cholamoyed, the Ben Ishchai says to say migdol, Purim, some say even through this Bismillah, the same Migdol, he brings from Kafachayim, Sharbachas, Siyam Mesechta, same Migdol. V'yeser diktukim shebenuse b'irchas amazon, if you want to learn the other diktukim in the words of b'irchas amazon, ayein b'il yarabo simen kuf pezayin, sheherich b'zeh, il yarabo kuf pezayin goes into great detail. Se'if beis, Beveis ha'ovel omer, in a shiva house, we change the benching and we say like this. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu, Bara'enu Goralenu Kedoshenu Kedosh Yaakov, HaMelech HaChai, HaTov HaMeitiv, Kel Emes, Dain Emes, V'chul, and the rest. Ayin Yerodeh Simen Shinein Tes. Mishnah Berurah Sekon V'Habesa Aval Oimer, Bein Keshachem Ha'oichlin Imo Mevorchin, whether others eating with him are benching, Bein Kshu'atzim Baruch, whether the Aval is benching himself, makes no difference. Although whether or not it's only with a minion or even without a minion, look in Yerodeya, the discussion over there. The notes point out that Lemaisa, the Ber Goyle, writes in Yerodeya that it's not our meaning to change benching. We don't change benching. We don't make these adjustments in the benching. However, Chido says there are places that have the minig to say this nusach at a Shiva house. No, the Yehuda said it. So there were Gedolei Le'olam who did say this nusach, like the Shulchan Aruch says. But the simple meaning is we don't make any changes. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Zayin HaTov HaMeitiv Lefizeh Ein Oyem Beis Ovo Shol Shatov Shol Shol Gemulos. According to this nusach that the Mechaber brings, we're not going to have three times Toiv and Gemuleinu, Gemuleinu, and so on. V'chein Hu Beis Yosef, this is correct in Beis Yosef as well. If you look in the Bach here and the Shach there in Yerodeya, they don't hold like that to make such a drastic change in the Bracha. But like we said, Lemaisa, most of us will not make these changes. We're not going to alter the Nusa from the normal Nusa that we say.